Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Jessie Ware, and here is my mother, Lenny.
Hi.
Hi. And this is Table Manners, our podcast about food, family, friends, and wherever the conversation will lead us. So this week we are interviewing Clara Amfo.
Jessie, I think we've over-catered.
Mum, we always over-cater.
What time's Clara coming? Might not have any food at this rate.
I'm sure she won't mind if we don't do goat's cheese on there.
I've bought it now.
Okay, fine.
Jessie, have you seen how big the sausages are?
Right, should I get her a G&T ready because she doesn't like...
Well, she don't need to get it before she's walked through the door.
Hello, Clara Amfo.
Hi,
Fred. Oh, this is so good.
Oh, my God,
good.
You haven't heard all the fights we've been having. Come in.
Really?
Hope you like chorizo, babe.
I love chorizo.
Thank you for coming.
Right, cheers. L'chaim, good things.
L'chaim.
Thanks for being here.
L'chaim.
Welcome cheers. To Table Manners.
What do you say in Ghana?
Well, if they're kwaba, that means well, you're welcome.
Okay, we have on the menu, Mum. Tell her what's on
what?
The menu.
It's barbecue, spatchcock chicken.
That's what Mum wanted to do.
Some hamburgers stuffed with cheese.
Lovely.
And okay. Some Cumberland sausages, Merguez
like
sausages. And what else? Oh, lentils
I've done
with
harissa carrots. Harissa carrots. Oh, yeah, the pui lentils with goat's cheese. It's like, basically, it's her best dish, and she always likes it. Everyone likes it, so I thought you'd quite like it, and it goes well with the sausage. And then we've got sweet potato mash with chorizo in it.
Great.
And you're a spirit drinker, you don't drink wine. So Clara's on the G&T.
Look at me funny for that.
Why don't you like...
Well, do you know what? When I first started drinking, when I was a teenager, you know, when just kind of like, you know, finding out like what your tipple is or whatever, I went for a phase of drinking Grolsch a lot in my local pub just because I was like, yeah, I could drink beer. Yeah, like I'm one of the lads. Nah. But actually, it just made me look like I was pregnant and I didn't like it. And then I went for a phase of drinking really cheap wine all the time. And I'll never forget one time my sweet dad, Manny, God rest his soul, had to pick me up from our local high street because I'd gone out with some mates. I got absolutely wasted to the point where I couldn't stand up. And they had found a trolley. You know how trolleys just round high street?
Yeah.
They had to put me in a trolley and then they had to ring my dad and they were just like, yeah, Mr. Amfo. Clara's here. We're really sorry. And they basically, and they I think they wheeled me to like the corner and they were watching. So it wasn't like they totally left me, but most of them kind of ran away because they were afraid of him. And then he drove me home. I don't remember any of this. I remember I woke up in my bed and my throat was so raw because I'd been retching and throwing up all night and I stank a sick. And I remember my dad, he didn't talk to me for like, properly for about 2 or 3 days because I got so drunk.
But like, really, did your friends have to put you in a trolley? That was for them to have a bit of a giggle.
No, I was paralytic. I was a mess. I was an absolute mess. And after that, I didn't drink for about a year after that, and I stopped drinking wine. So now I only drink spirits because I think I can control myself on them. Oh, just a fangirl for you a bit. I loved your Martika cover.
Thank you.
That was lovely. I love that song so much. I think it's such a beautiful song.
Maybe I'll bring that back.
Good choice. I think you should.
I really love that song.
It's such a beautiful, beautiful song.
Yeah, Love Thy Will Be Done. I mean, anything that Prince touches is the best.
I'm still in denial, to be fair. I keep thinking he's going to pop up and be like,
sorry. It's fooling you all, yeah.
Exactly.
How many times did you go and see him in concert?
I think in total, I've seen him 4 or 5 times.
That's good going.
So the first time I saw him live was at that 3121 tour he did, and he made all the tickets £31.21, which was just great. That was at the O2. Do you remember he did like 13 nights in a row?
Oh my God, can we tell you the O2 when we went?
Go on.
Sorry,
all love Prince, and I love Prince. So
he did that ride of 30
nights. I bought four
tickets
on eBay.
Oh, was it on eBay?
Yeah, I bought them on eBay because I couldn't get... And I said, don't worry, I'll get the tickets. Everything had sold out. So we got there to the inside the O2, the dome.
Yeah.
The tickets were the second row from the very, very top.
So you were proper nosebleed seats.
I absolutely...
I've never seen my mum react like that. She started sobbing uncontrollably.
I was frightened. I had vertigo.
Yeah.
It was funny.
No, you know what? They are pretty high up TV.
I actually couldn't even look down.
Right.
So I sat there like this and I said, I can't stay. Trying to get her back. I said, I can't stay here.
Don't do it, madam.
Yeah. I can't stay here. I can't even look down at the stage.
Right.
It's so far down.
Trying to get her down. So you had to go down.
I had to go down with my eyes closed backwards behind our friend Claire and Jessie and Alec and Hannah. So we got to the thing and I was like
kind of
sweating.
But kind of
I was
brilliant.
Really weird. I'd never felt like that before.
Yeah.
But I said, I'm really sorry I can't go back in there. And I was in such a state and I was perspiring and kind of couldn't breathe.
Said, such a lady perspiring. I was sweating. Fuck yes.
So they said, should we get St John's ambulance? I said, no. I said, but I'm really sorry. They said, well, we'll try and move you. So they moved I got really excited. So we went back in. It was two rows down. So I had to go up, just two rows further down. I went up backwards with my eyes closed behind my friend.
Yeah.
And we're like two rows. So we're four rows from the top.
Okay, that's
so
not so bad.
So I said, no, I cannot stay here. So I went down. I said, it's really sweet of you.
Take the tickets.
I can't stay. I'll actually die. They said, hang on a minute. And then Claire mentioned Jack.
Oh, did she mention Jack?
Yeah.
Jack
Pignotti. Like,
right.
Jack Pignotti's mum. Mm.
Did she mention called that?
I don't know that
how we
got it, but the boy was a really big fan of Jack. And she gave him tickets to Jack's concert.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We ended up eye level to Prince.
Amazing.
With all the kind of record people.
Oh, yeah, because when he brought the two twins on. Yeah,
he?
The girls with the curly, bright red hair. Yes, I remember that really well. That was a fucking amazing show.
What's your favourite Prince song?
Oh, my God. Oh, I love I Wish You Heaven. I love that song from the Love Sexy album. I think that's so nice.
See, that's not my favourite.
I love that album so much.
What's that? Your favourite one that you love?
Diamonds and Pearls.
That was really good. No, I wonder if you meet him because, like, he's such an enigma.
Yeah.
I wonder whether you just... And I think in Purple Rain, he's really sexy.
Oh, yeah, do you know, he's sexy in that.
And
he is.
So, like, I kind of feel like maybe...
But, Jessie, he'd be smaller than you.
But that's okay.
But I've never looked at him and thought, oh, God, yeah, fucking
No, but I think that, like...
But I get why women went nuts for him.
Because he's so talented.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
And confident.
Yeah, like, magical.
He asked me to support him twice.
What?
Yeah, and I was getting married, so I couldn't do it.
Babe,
did I not tell you this? He did a remix for me that never
song?
Wildest Moments.
Oh my
but
God.
He asked to remix it, right? So this is what happens with Princess
Campbell. You're saying this so casually.
No, but babe, because it's weird. And
it's
so you
not
get
weird,
this
it's
text.
Incredible.
You get this text. So he loved Wildest Moments. You know when he used to do those live stream DJ things?
Yeah.
And so he started like playing, like you know.
So he'd be like,
he's there, and people were tweeting me and being like, Prince just played you on his. Like, I was like, what? Anyway, his manager reached out to us, asked for the stems, Kieran. She texts me now and again.
Everybody was like trying to like be friends on Twitter so they could get tickets to his gig.
So Kieran texts me now and again.
Right.
And Kieran was like, hey, Prince would love to have your number. So he can speak to you. So I was like, this is jokes. Cool. Here's my number. Waiting by the phone like this. Never calls me. I was like, fucking dick. Yeah. But like, fine, cool. Then he asked to do a remix. So he does, we're like, cool. Send this stem straight away. Get it back. And it is not so good.
Really?
Had pan pipes in it. Which I did think was a bold effort.
Have you still got a copy of it?
Why didn't I don't know?
This you're being very casual about this.
I'm an idiot. Yeah, no, because I'm an idiot. So basically, I fucking hope somebody's got it. Anyway, so it's Pan Pipes. I remember listening to it. I was on tour. It was a mad time. I was in Stockholm, and like me and my bass player, who's obsessed with Prince, we were listening to it. We were like, okay, okay. We were not sure about it. Like, yeah. It wasn't great. It was, and then my bass player was like, it's more like his, like, loves, like, it's more like his 90s stuff, da 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 da. Like, I was like, it's just not that great.
Yeah, because how do you say that Prince isn't
yeah,
that great?
Yeah, but I was like, fuck it. Like, we still got to put it out because it's freaking Prince. And then they were like, can we put it out? And they were like, yeah, you can say it's under Joshua World. And I don't know who the fuck Joshua, I think it was from the New Power Generation. Like, I think right, it was okay. One of like, I don't know whether it was him, whether he'd done it with somebody,
right, okay.
Whether it was a crew, but Joshua but World also was annoying. Like a reference to like being a Jehovah's Witness. It all kind of
oh got, yeah, of course, JW,
so,
yeah.
So it kind of, it
JW, Jesse Ware, Joshua
yeah,
World.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So it kind of didn't come out, but it was this bizarre story. I kind of forgot about that. And then like a few years later, Kieran texts, hi, Prince would like your number. I was like, are we going to doing this one again? Fine, take my number, but tell him to bloody call me this time. And then they said, can you support him? And I was getting married.
Oh,
and I couldn't do
my
it.
My God!
I know, don't.
I think Sam would have forgiven you.
Mate, I should have done it, shouldn't I? I know more about your mum. I know a little bit about your dad, yeah. But like from Facebook, sometimes your status updates about Gracie are just so sweet. She's funny.
I had to block her on WhatsApp the other day, but I've unblocked her. I don't know if it's just a West African mum thing or just a
probably
mum
a Jewish
general.
Thing yeah. As well.
I feel there's an affinity between like African mums and Jewish mums, actually.
Yeah.
But she, yeah, she's big on WhatsApp because this is a woman that at one point it took me like half an hour to teach her how to bloody write a text message. Yeah. And now she knows how to text. She's just like, and like every day. Oh, look, she's my screensaver as well.
Oh, she's so sweet,
she's so
man.
Cute. But yeah, I'll just get like these chain mails of like, stay away from bananas because some of them might have spiders in them. If you eat them, they'll lay eggs in your stomach and then they'll come out of your nose and you'll die. And then it's like, stay away from microwaves because of this and make sure you drink 10 gallons of water every day because like she believes everything that gets sent to her, like these chain messages.
Oh,
and it was just getting to the point, it was really pissing me off. So I had to block her.
So Hom, was the last one about microwaves and bananas?
It was something super gross and I was just like, can you just not? And I said, Mum, can you please stop? And we had a bit of a row. And she's like, oh, sorry. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna block you. She's like, please don't block me. She's like, don't block me. And I was like, I'm really getting on my nerves.
Did she know she was blocked?
Yeah, I told her I was gonna block her and I did it. But I unblocked her about 4 hours ago. If I haven't had any messages since. I need to ring her actually because I've been feeling really bad. She's kind of oblivious. My mum still doesn't quite get what I do. Like, she knows that I present things, but she's still a bit oblivious to my schedule. Like, I'm on every day from 10 to 1 on Radio yeah. 1. Don't forget it. Check it out. But like, I've been doing that, you know, for over 2.5 years now. And for the first kind of year without fail, she would ring me about 9:58 in the morning just to be like, hi, and I'd be like, I'm about to get to work, but she'd call me for a chat and I can't really talk right now. Or she'd ring me in the middle of the song, or she's rang me just before Life Lounges before.
Oh yeah, perfect.
And I've just been like, great. And I just like, can't talk right now, okay, bye. Bye. Yeah. But that is Gracie, but she is adorable though.
I used to get, I mean, not the same, but I used to get before like my school concerts, Mum,
I'd send messages
to the chorus or like somebody that's like an understudy.
Tell Jessie to sing out. Project.
So like yeah. A little like year seven would come up to me and be like, hi Jessie.
You know Gypsy, you know the musical theatre Gypsy?
Yeah.
And the mother.
Bette Midler, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Sing out.
Sing out, Louise.
But it worked. You know, funny enough, actually, the first time I heard you sing or saw you sing, I was watching Glastonbury and it was whenever you were singing with Jack. When you were singing with Jack Panyata.
Yeah,
and he was singing Today is a Night, na-na-na-na. And I remember there was this backing vocal he did. And I was like, who the fuck is that? She's singing really loud, but it's really nice.
Oh, shit. Like,
I would never forget, because you were going, na-na-na-na-na-na-na, and you were singing really loudly.
Oh, God, that wasn't being a very good backing singer.
No, and I was just like, yes! And then you kind of were like creeping up and about. I was like, oh, that's that Jessie. That's the first time I heard you like or saw you sing properly on TV. And I was like, oh, she's quite good.
Well, that's
she?
Sweet. My brother probably made you go because we were.
No, I was watching it on telly, so I wasn't
that's
even
sweet.
There.
But like, so then, okay, so I have to forgive me. I didn't listen to you until you were on like One Extra.
Fair enough.
But like, what were you doing on Kiss?
On Kiss, I started out doing. So I used to work in the office at Kiss, but I would be hosting the overnight show. So I pre-record that when I finish work. Basically, my my last kind of 18 months of working at KISS, I was slyly doing demos for One Extra. So I'd be like, I'd be leaving KISS at like 6 p.m. No, I did. I'd be like, I'd be covertly like going down
public
the street.
Broadcast.
Well, yeah, this is it. Like I'd be, you know, KISS and Radio One and the One Extra building is like, what, a 10-minute walk away from each other. So I'd be shiftly leaving like work, hoping nobody was going to bump into me and like going through like the side exit and like going into the studio with like the blinds down.
Hold on,
doing
how,
demos.
Am I being stupid? But like, weren't they going to find that out when they'd hear you on the radio?
Oh yeah, obviously, if they offered me a job and it got announced, like, cool. But no, but demos is like, you just go in and do a pretend radio show.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. And they'd be testing me out, and then they offered me like weekend breakfast. And at that point, I was doing drive time show on KISS, so I'd stopped working in the office, but I was just doing radio like full time. And they were like, do you want to come and do weekend breakfast? And I was like, absolutely. So I left KISS, and then joined One Extra. Was there for 18 months, and within that, I did the official chart show on Radio 1. Stopped doing that, and then...
Oh, mate, you had to really work.
Mate, it's just, it's been nuts. Like, when I look back, I'm just like, bloody hell. Like, a lot happened in such a short space of time. And then, yeah, then Fern announced she was leaving. They said, do you want to do the 10 to 1 slot?
Hon, did you have to audition for it?
No. Well, I do you know what? I did, but I didn't realise I was doing it. That's the thing. Well,
I guess all your work that you'd done previously
well,
was
yeah,
kind of
well,
your...
no, well, they offered me cover for... I think she'd had a day off. And they'd offered me cover, and I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, oh, okay, I guess nobody else was available. Like, I didn't think, oh my god, this means I'm getting offered her job. I was like, she's literally got the day off, so right, cool. And then I did it, and then didn't hear anything of it. And you know, there's always whispers in any industry of like, oh, I think so and so's leaving, blah 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 blah. But again, I didn't think they were looking at me that way. And then I remember it was like February 2015. I met my boss, Ben, who runs Radio 1, and he took me into a room with my agent, and he was just like, Clara, you know, like really X Factor style.
Oh,
you know, and they're just like, hey, pack your bags, because you're going home to tell your family you're through to the next. Like, ah! It was like that, and he was like, Clara, I want you to remember this day. I says, why? I was like, because today's the day you got offered the 10 to 1. On Radio 1, I was like, oh my god.
Is that like the Holy Grail? Is that the one that everyone wants? Is that what you wanted?
Do you know what? It's I think every like kind of true radio dork has got that one slot they would love to do. Like for some people it's the breakfast show. Mm. Some people want to do drive. Some people want to do like mid-mornings, evenings. Like I think everyone's got their kind of dream. And I think for me, with radio, I think, in hindsight, doing that time of day slot like suits my personality and my way. Just I think it just suits you. Like when I was on One Extra, I would cover Trevor Nelson when he was away, so he was on 10 to 1, so it just felt like a natural like fit for me. But yeah, I remember when they told me the news, I was in a bit of a state of like disbelief and kind of denial, because my first instinct was to say no, because I was so because I was just afraid. I was like, are you fucking joking? Like, I was like, me? I was just so sort of like, and also I think it's just that thing of like, you know, immediately I thought, oh gosh, I'm following in Fern Cotton's footsteps. Mm. And like, you know, Fern's like household name.
Yeah.
And like, and she has a fashion line and she bakes and like, and she's just like this kind of like, you know, like obviously no one's perfect.
She's
but
a brand.
But she, yeah, do you know what I mean? And I was just like, yeah, you're right. So I thought, oh God, no. Like, and you know, and I'd see like, there's some days I'd walk into work and I'd see her go in and out, and like the way like the pats just and it was just a lot. And I thought, oh gosh, like I thought of that side of things first. I was like, oh, I don't know if I want my life to change, or like, I don't know if I want that.
Has it
kind
changed?
Of thing. It has changed a little bit, but you know what? I think, you know, first of all, I shouldn't have compared myself to her in a situation anyway, because we're very different people at different points in our lives and careers. So I think I was freaking myself out anyway, and I think you're only as quote unquote famous as you act and as you want to be.
I agree.
If I wanted to be more well known, I'd fucking go to Nobu like every bloody Saturday night, or I'd go to your like bait West End clubs and be like, hi guys, don't look at me. Like, you know, you see it when you go to like certain parties. Like, I'll never forget, I saw this one girl from Made in Chelsea literally do like the parade for the Pats in this sort of way, like,
oh God,
okay
so
guys,
tell me which
can
one
we
is.
Just can we just get out? And she was like kind of doing this like parade of just like, just I can't. I was just like, bitch, please, just fucking say so and get your fucking pitch taken.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and don't get me wrong, if I want to go to a cool party and I get invited, of course I'm going to go and I'm going to have a great time, but it's not my everyday need
and
want.
That's why me and you get on, babe.
You know.
Because, like,
you know.
I agree with you, I agree.
There's nothing with having fun, but totally, just don't let it become
you can still go down Kingsland Road looking like shit and not care.
Absolutely, and the good thing is, again, it's, I think it's about how much you play up to it. Like, you know, 9 times out of 10, I go about my business and no one is like, occasionally I'll get like a double look, like, oh, I swear you look like, oh, you're that presenter girl, aren't you? And then sometimes I'll say yeah, and sometimes I'll be like, oh no, I get that a lot, and I'll just keep it moving. But,
no, but I had somebody come, somebody came around to my house and I said that, I don't know, you came up in conversation and she kind of went, oh my God, my friend's obsessed with her. My friend's seen her on Kingsland Road. I think she'd seen you in like a coffee shop or like she'd seen you in like Sainsbury's and she didn't know how to speak. Like she was completely starstruck.
I genuinely find that so funny.
I know.
I find that hilarious.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Table Manners with my wonderful daughter Jessie and me, her mum, Lenny.
What would you be doing if you weren't doing radio?
Oh, if I...
Like, what would be your favourite other kind of job?
If I wasn't doing radio, I think I might have gotten more into athletics because I used to love sprinting when I was in high school. Won the 100-metre race every year in Sports Day.
Oh, wow, massive.
When I was in high school, don't
worry about it. That was like the coolest one to do.
Exactly, you know. And I won us the relay in year 11.
Well done, babe. I was put on shot putting.
So, you know. Good arms.
Babe, are you joking? Good I'm throw. A boyfriend. Are you bloody... Nobody wants to do shots putting.
It's not the sexiest of sports, but, you know.
100 metres, that's sexy.
Know, I did like the 100 metres. And I love to dance as well. I was a pretty
you
good dancer.
You are a good dancer. What, would you have been like a professional dancer?
I might have been.
Would you have done musicals or would you have done music videos or both?
I would have done both.
But you can do both, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. But I was obsessed with music videos, like, growing up. Like, you know, I just, like, watched...
All, the any, box.
Yeah, exactly.
MTV Base.
Yeah, I was glued to all... I was obsessed. Like, I say, like, cause, you know, a girl I know said this, I think it's so true. Like, the day my mum and dad got, like, Sky TV was, like, one of the best days of my life.
Yeah,
it just informed so much of what I love today. And I would spend all day just watching music videos and music telly. And I loved all that. And I was obsessed with, like, dancers and dance routines. And any kind of dance show.
But they used to have really good, like, I loved it when J-Lo used to go into, like, Break It Down.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you know, yeah.
Yeah,
it was so good.
So good. And, like, all those old MTV shows, like, you know, Making the Video, Making the Band.
Yeah, man.
All of that. You know they're bringing back TRL.
Oh, why?
Yeah, they're bringing it back. Like, it's official. They're bringing it back.
Who's going to be presenting?
I don't know who's going to be hosting it.
Is it going
to... Yeah, it's going to be based in New York. In Times Square, like they used to do.
That's
it.
Cool.
Yeah,
do you remember when Richard Blackwood did it?
Yeah.
Was Sarah? It wasn't Sarah Cox. They used to do Hot.
Yes,
didn't they?
They did MTV Hot.
Yeah.
But yeah, Richard Blackwood did it. But I remember I went down.
I went down.
Yeah, but to Leicester Square. So you could go. Basically, you could go up to the window, couldn't you? And like try and get on TV, like with your face pressed against the glass, like, hi, Richard Blackwood.
Mum, how are we doing with food? Should I help? Oh yes, we're ready to eat. Okay. Yeah. Have we got knives and forks?
Let's get into it.
You've got to eat first because you're the bloody guest.
Oh my God, yeah. Okay, so this is the sweet potato.
Yeah, it's just got a bit of roasted garlic in there.
Yummy.
And to sweeten it up.
Yummy.
I'm going to go this way so we get...
Oh my God.
Mummy, you're not going to eat?
Burgers.
Have everything,
babe. Can I be the grossest to pick up my fingers?
Babe, of course. Mikasa, Sukasa, do what
Thanks.
You want. You can have half a sausage, you can have a full hefty sausage, whatever you want, babes. Mmm.
The burger. With
That's the perfect burger, Mum. Is it cheddar, Mum?
Or goat cheese?
No, it's Baby Bells.
Oh, yum.
Fair enough. Well, there you go. That's good for the cookbook. It's a bit like Nigella, a bit slutty, isn't it? Oh, no, I didn't mean... Oh, shit. I love Nigella. I meant, like, her cooking is slutty.
That's good.
So, hon, you can't cook. Or
no.
You can?
I really can't, if I'm being honest. I'm not, I think if I put my mind to it, I'm not bad, but I'm not one of these people who finds joy in cooking. It's like, oh my God, I find it so therapeutic. I love to cook for other people. No, like, that's just not who I am. My role is to make you feel good about what you've eaten. that's what I like to do.
And we need people like you.
Yeah. Like, that's where I feel like I fit in nicely to the, you know, to the cook food
chain. Have you ever hosted a dinner party?
Absolutely not.
And would you ever?
Actually, no, have I? No, I never have.
Not even with a takeaway?
Oh my God, no, I did once. I did once about 6 years ago when I was living in a flat share in Bethnal Green with my two mates, Allegra and Sophia. But I made the dessert. I made apple crumble and it was banging. And I'm really proud of it.
Well, then, babe, maybe you've got like...
I think I'm more of a baker than a cook if I was going to go down.
I think baking is much harder.
Mm.
Is your mum a good cook?
Yeah, she's a great cook. Especially at Ghanaian dishes.
What are Ghanaian dishes?
So there's one called jollof rice, which is like a really... Yeah. Yeah, by the way, Ghanaian...
Thank God you didn't ask mum to do that. Never done that. Ghanaians made it up. Why? Who says that they made it up?
Let me just categorically state that now. You know, I mean, there's rumours that they did, but we actually did. Mum's really good at that.
What else?
Like, really nice chicken dishes. It's just, like, this lovely dish called, like, fufu, which is kind of like... It's like a kind of dough, and you dip it in like a spicy tomato sauce. It makes you fall asleep though, because it's just pure carbohydrate, and you're just like,
So it's like a bread or
it's
a cake.
It's like a soft kind of wet dough, but you dip it in a spicy kind of tomato like soup, and it's just
not like the Eritrean like pancakey like sour pancakes.
You pick it up, and then you dip it in. It's like it's really really tasty. So I love a bit of fufu, and like kelewele, which is really nice. Like the really nice like fried plantains and like tilapia fish.
Yeah, love like, tilapia fish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that's just like such a popular dish in Ghana.
Where do you eat for Ghanaian good Ghanaian food in London?
My mum's like,
oh right, fair enough. Is that where you're gonna get the best?
I mean, I'd like to think so. But who else is really good? I think there's a company called Jollof Pot, because my friend Karen, she's Scottish, but she married a guy who's half Ghanaian and half Zimbabwean, and I'm pretty sure they catered their wedding. Their food was absolutely, like, it was delicious, man. It was really, really good. But, I think there's, like, more and more that I'm noticing, there's more kind of Ghanaian, like, pop-ups when you go. So, you know, there's, like, street food markets. Mm. There's more and more people, like, doing it now, and it's kind of creeping its way into the mainstream. Well, African food in general, to be fair.
Yeah.
A lot of Ethiopian food spots popping up, like Eritrean spots.
That's my favourite stall on the Herne Hill Farmers Market. They've got this Eritrean spot, and it's just so good.
And most of their food is vegan, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Very nutritious and delicious. Mm-hmm.
So, would you like to marry a Ghanaian man?
Listen, if I found the right one. I mean, to be fair though, like my mum and dad have never been the type of parents to be like, you've got to marry this person or else. Like, they've never, like, my mum's very much like, just pray. Just pray for everything.
Are your parents religious?
Well, my dad wasn't religious at all.
But
like,
your mum is.
Oh, she's super religious. Like, goes to church Saturday, Sunday. Like, it's like her social
thing. Did you used to go?
I stopped going to church properly when I was about 12 or 13.
Which church did she go to?
She goes to like an apostolic church in Kennington in South London.
Is it like...
Super loud, super happy. Yeah. Like,
good songs?
Yeah, like, you know, decent songs, you know, like really like enthusiastic pastor. And actually, do you know what? They were, when my dad passed away, it was the best thing for her, because they like really rallied around her, were around our house every day. For like 2 weeks straight, I wouldn't leave her side. And she loves it, but she's never been the kind of thing of like, I mean, I think she'd like if I married like a God-fearing Ghanaian boy. Obviously, she'd love it, but realistically, I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen.
How's that going for you?
Well, you know, boys, they're a funny species. I'm in the dating world, I'm active.
But I do like I have to say, I like, you know, I've been in the same relationship for a very long time, and
How old were you and Sam when you met?
Well, we went to primary school together.
So you've literally known him your whole life.
Yeah. And then we met at drum and bass raves when we were like 16, and then we started going out when we were 18.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to say, I kind of live vicariously through your going out.
I just think I'm at this point, I'm like, look, I haven't got a ring on my finger, I haven't got kids. I just think, well, I got the energy and the freedom. Yeah. I just got to be out here.
Absolutely.
But I think a lot of my friends, you know, a lot of us, we're just in this like free kind of, not to say that if you're with someone that you're not free with, because there's different types of freedom you can enjoy like in a relationship and in, you know, in different phases of your life. Mm-hmm. But
I think,
I'm not that free at the moment. But, I've got a kid, I ain't free.
But then at the same time, I think there must be a lovely sense of kind of like comfort knowing that.
Oh, it's when you amazing. Come,
yeah, exactly. But I think for the situation with a lot of my friends, I know, like, I'm friends with some of the most incredible girls. And we're just out here, you know, just seeing what's in the market when it comes to these boys.
You do, there's this, but there is this confidence with you lot that it's like, there's nothing desperate about you lot. Like, seeing what's out there,
I sure
and
am.
you'll do what the fuck you want.
Absolutely.
And you go out and you go to all these, like, you have so much energy.
because I don't know, man. Like, again, I'm just very much on this sort of like, let's just live. I think, especially in like a couple of my friendship groups, we've all just had some really shitty things like happen to us. Like with with loved ones. Like, you know, within the past like year and a half, like three of my friends have had like, you know, siblings and parents like die in them, and it's shit. And it just, those things, they just make you, you know, as cliche as it sounds, make you reevaluate. They just make you want to just, you know, obviously you have your period and you don't really want to bloody see anybody and you want to just shy away from the world. But then also they just give you the renewed sort of thing of like, let me just like have some fun. And I think that's the kind of mentality of all of us. We're just like, fuck it, should we just go out? Okay. But then some days, if I want to stay in and be a total slob, which I love to do, I will do that and I'll fully relish it. I'll go to a shop, I'll buy a slice of Red Velvet, I'll queue up all my stories on Netflix and I won't talk to anyone for like 18 hours.
Do you want any more?
I've eaten so much.
You've eaten nothing like a bird.
Really?
Nothing.
I feel so full.
Nothing.
Well, you've got your pudding.
Exactly, okay, and I'm not missing out on that. Fine. No way.
You're more of a sweet tooth.
If someone told me I could never eat crisps again, I wouldn't care. But if they told me I couldn't have like my chocolate or a cake anymore, I'd be devastated.
Oh, really? No, that wouldn't do it for me.
I could live without crisps, like, whatever. When it comes to dessert, I'm like, give me the biggest bit.
Right, who else wants some... Pud. Come on, guys.
Have you put currants in this or something?
No, ginger. Mm. Oh, and it's dates, yeah.
Mm. And there's ginger
in the
ice cream.
Well, that sticky toffee pudding is date, isn't it? Date pudding. I had a funny incident the other week. I was going to pick up I love to do a bit of online shopping, and I was going to pick one up. Because I'm never bloody in, because I'm never...
Click and collect? Yeah.
Click and collect. Yeah. Love it. So I went down to King's Off Licence down the road, and never been there, and went to pick it up, and it was whatever. It was a Zot. It was loads of baby clothes for her. And this guy says, he goes, "What's your name?" And I said, "I'm Jessica Ware." And he went, he pointed at me, and he went, "You're a singer." And I went, "Yes." And he went, "50 Shades of Grey." And I went, "Yep." And he'd obviously, like, I don't know why.
What song of yours was on 50 Shades?
Say You Love Me was, oh no, I had that bloody song in the wrong bloody sex scene. It was in the mate sex scene. Who wants a bloody sex scene in the fucking mate sex scene?
In the mate?
Exactly. In the radio in the background. I said, I don't know why I bloody gave you that song.
When her best friend was getting on with with the brother.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that, and then they use Say You Love Me right at the end credits of the DVD. I don't know.
Hey.
Anyway, this guy had watched it. And he made me laugh. And I said, "Mate, why are you watching? Fifty Shades?" And then he was like, "Can I have a picture?" I said, "Oh, babe." And I think I'd just come off a plane from Lithuania. I was like, "Really?" He went. He looked at me like, "Come on."
Yeah.
So he's got the most butters picture of me going, kind of looking slightly skew-whiff and funny. But yeah, that's the kind of stuff that happens for me. And
but
it's
that thing though.
It was absolutely fine.
And also, you're probably going to keep going back there, so you don't want him to be like, "Oh, there's that bitch."
Exactly.
When you go and do your click and collect.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hear you.
Exactly. Actually, it was funny in Poland in the queue. This woman recognised me, and it was that awkward thing where we had a very long queue ahead of us.
Oh.
And so she wanted to chat, and that was absolutely fine. I've got a lot of time for Poland. And then she went, "Can I have a picture?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And I said, I haven't got any makeup on. And to be honest, I never bloody wear makeup, but I just really felt like shit. Mm. I was like, I just put my sunglasses on her, because I thought, well, you're kind of allowed to do that if you're a pop star, aren't you? She went, "No, sorry, you've got to take the glasses off." And I went, "Okay, sure."
I guess it's that thing though, because do you know what's that thing of like, if you didn't take a picture, it didn't happen, and with your sunglasses, you could maybe look like any other brunette.
I obediently took my sunglasses off.
No, I get her logic. I get her logic.
Look, Clara Amfo, thank you so much for coming over for our podcast Table Manners for Dinner. Can I just ask you, what was your highlight of
you?
I think I know the answer.
Well, I got a sweet tooth, and I have to say the highlight of my meal was the delicious sticky toffee pudding made by the Fair Hand. of your brother Alex. It was pretty great with the homemade ice cream.
It was great. It was good.
I'll be getting my Tupperware for that one.
Didn't he? Yeah. Well, you can take some.
But I have to say as well, the hamburgers stuffed with baby bell, that's a touch.
Mum, I'm really impressed by that.
I thought that was some kind of fancy French cheese.
That Rodi does.
I know, but the cheese, the choice of cheese, it works because it was stringy and and not too interfering. I liked
it. And it was round.
It was round. Perfect.
Really, really, really good.
Thank you so much for coming over. My pleasure. Thank you. It's been so good to have you.
I'm going home to go and cradle my full belly.
Thank you so much. If you've got to the end of this, thank you so much for listening to Table Manners. What have we learned? I can not speak fully, and that Clara Amfo can speak more than me, actually. I learned that my mother and I can actually hold a podcast together and not kill each other. If you are enjoying Table Manners, we would love you to subscribe. Apparently that really helps, and it also means that you will always know when we're dropping a new episode. And rate it. We only accept 5 stars. We went down to 4.5 for a bit, Mum, and then I had to put a personal Facebook message out to everybody to up us back up. And we got back up there.
God, it's like Uber.
It is like Uber. I'm still 4.4 on Uber. But
I'm 4.54.
Because we're both bossy. But yes, if you're enjoying Table Manners as much as we are, please subscribe, please rate, even write a comment. Tell us what we could improve on, maybe. Don't say too much because my mum will get upset and pissed off. But we have been Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware.
I'm Lenny.
Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
Good night.
No, it can't be good night because they might be listening during the day.
Great point. Goodbye.
Bye.
Big thanks to Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser for making the music for this podcast. Thanks, guys. It's a pleasure to have you on board. Table Manners has been produced by the fabulous Cup and Nuzzle.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.